All right. Human Services will come to order. The secretary, take the roll.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Vice Chair Sheldon Galloway.
Here.
Vice Chair Buckley.
Excused.
Representative Regeer.
Excuse. Hold on. One. I have to count. Do we? We have 12. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Representative Etchart.
Excused.
Representative Hawk.
Excused.
Representative Hinkle.
Excused.
Representative Nikola Kakos.
Here.
Representative Marshall.
Here.
Representative Smith.
Here.
Representative Welch.
Here.
Representative Staffman.
Here.
Representative Abbott.
Here.
Representative Zephyr.
Excused.
Representative Frazier.
Excused.
Representative Howell.
Here.
Representative Yakowicz.
Present.
Representative Nickel.
Here.
Representative Rusk.
Excused.
Representative Oblander.
Here.
Representative Buttry.
Excused.
Chair Carlson.
Here.
That is all, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Members, we have one bill today. Senate Bill 67. We'll open the hearing on Senate Bill 67. Representative, would you like to open on your bill?
Hello? Yeah, it's on now. Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. Should have a few proponents behind me today. I don't know where they are. Maybe they're lost in the snowstorm or something, but particularly those who could explain this bill, which is not me.
You have a few online, Senator.
Okay, good, good, good. Thank you. All right, so my name is Tom McGillivray, Senate District 23 Billings. That's spelled M-C-G-I-L-L-V-R-A-Y. Today I'm bringing to you Senate Bill 67, which is at the request of the Department of Justice. So this bill simply updates Schedule 1 through 5 drugs, and Schedule 1 drugs have the lowest potential for abuse. Schedule 5 drugs have the highest potential for abuse, and this is not a bill that's unique. I mean, it's typically updated from time to time in the legislature, and I just happened to have the opportunity to bring it for the Department of Justice to update the bill. So according to the CDC, drug overdose deaths have increased 30% from 2019 to 2020 in the United States, and now are the leading cause of death in young adults. Fentanyl is a primary driver for this increase. I think we're all aware of the crisis in Montana that's happening with fentanyl and overdoses. Anti-drug task forces in Montana seized twice as much fentanyl, 155,000 dosage units in the first three quarters of 2022 than they did in the last 4 years combined. Cases with fentanyl submitted to the state crime lab have increased approximately 300% over last year. And fentanyl seizures, and this is an amazing statistic, are up 11,000% since 2019. So the reason this bill comes to you is because whenever a drug is seized, it's got to go to the crime lab for analysis. And I mean, what happens with fentanyl is continuously more analogs of that drug are brought out. So they're just derivatives, maybe a molecule different. But the crime lab has to match that derivative or analog with this law. And the further those analogs get away from the law, the more difficult it is to declare that, yeah, that is an illegal drug. So periodically, these schedules have to be updated so that it's clear that this is an illegal drug. It's an analog of fentanyl, which is illegal. That's important to save the crime lab time and effort in analyzing the drug. It's important for juries to be able to clearly identify that this drug is illegal and so forth. So that's the whole purpose of the bill. And with that, Madam Chair, I'll sit down and let the experts speak to it.
Thank you, Senator. Do we have any proponents in the room? We do have two proponents, I believe, online. We'll start with Travis Spinder. Mr. Spinder, you're on mute. Mr. Spender, are you there? Antoinette, we're not hearing him.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, there we go. Yes, now we can hear you. Go ahead. No, we're not hearing you now. Here's what we'll do. We will go to Misty Icard and come back to Mr. Spender if we can get that audio figured out. Thanks.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, can you hear me?
We can somewhat. Go ahead.
My name is Misty Icard, spelled I-C-A-R-D. I am the chemistry supervisor at the Montana Forensic Science Division. I am coming to you today as a proponent for this bill and also to answer any questions that you have for me.
Thank you. Can we hear from Mr. Spender?
Madam Chair, Travis looks like he's unmuted now.
Yes. Are you there? I'm not sure what's happening. I know we did hear him briefly for 1 second there, but now we cannot hear. We could go ahead and see if there are any questions from the committee. First I'll see if there's an opponent in the room. I don't believe there is, but and no informational witnesses except online. We do have one. But since we can't hear from Mr. Spender, he is a proponent. He's here from DOJ. And does anyone have any questions? Representative Yakovich.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I'd like to talk to Misty Icard.
Ms. Icard.
Madam Chair, member of the committee.
Madam Chair, Ms. Icard, I really appreciate what you're doing here with this bill. A question I have is, I know with bath salts that come out of China, it's kind of a similar, maybe correct me about this, but it's a catch-up always of new drugs coming through other countries and trying to qualify them as being illegal or not. Am I correct, as with bath salts and others?
That is correct. I mean, we really try to mimic the fentanyl and the benzodiazepine addition to the MCA as the cathinones, which was the bath salts, and the synthetic cannabinoids that's been done in the past. So what we were running into was we were basically resorting to this analog law numerous times a month almost. And the analog law is a little vague. It says that it is similar in structure to something in another schedule. And so every chemist has a different interpretation of what is similar. So I can only imagine what that is also in the court system. You know, how is that being interpreted by juries and judges? So we just try to clarify and make the law based on the structure as it's related to fentanyl and to the other benzodiazepines. Things that we have been controlling as a Schedule 1 analog are still going to be a Schedule 1 based on these new additions.
Just follow up, Madam Chair.
Follow up.
Ms. Icard, I guess I'm understanding that you are also addressing those kind of components with other chemicals like bath salt and... I'm just curious, is a lot of these different drugs, not only fentanyl, but others just seem to cycle around at different levels of potency and structure?
Madam Chair, Mr. Representative, so yes, that we did, as I said, we structured this like the bath salt is from the cathinone, and cathinone is already a section in Schedule 1 currently. So we did structure the wording from the cathinone law and some of the synthetic cannabinoid wording from several years ago. But yes, you are correct. I mean, these substances come up, they become a problem, and then we have to try to you know, they're always a couple steps ahead of us in manufacturing these drugs, and so we have to have a way around it. But we always have the analog wall to fall back on. It's just we were using it way too much, and I don't think that was ever the intention of the analog wall. We were using it several times a month.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Ms. Eichardt, for your hard work.
Are there any further questions from the committee? I'd like to just try one more time to see if Mr. Spender is able to testify.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
I apologize. My name is Travis Spender, S-P-I-N-D-E-R. I'm the administrator of the crime lab, and I'm available. I'm a proponent of this bill. I'm available for any questions regarding the crime lab, and hopefully Mrs. Eichardt was able to answer a little bit more technical questions for you.
Thank you. Were there any questions for Mr. Spender? Representative Marshall.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess this would be for Mr. Spender or maybe Ms. Eichardt. I'm just wondering on page 7, and you get down to line 8, down through 17. I'm just curious about the, you had the Delta 9, Delta 8, Delta 6, and 10A. What, because I mean, we have, obviously we have legalized marijuana here in Montana, but I'm just curious as to, does this apply to those products and as well as the hemp plant as well?
Mr. Spender, did you want to answer that?
Yeah, Madam Chair, Representative, I would defer to Ms. Eichardt on this one. She would have the more technical knowledge of that bill and how that relates to that.
Ms. Eichardt.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the committee. So we just cleaned up that language. The Delta 8, Delta 9, and then Delta 8 and Delta 10, those have always been controlled. It was just an old naming system. So no one was really aware that they were controlled by the old naming system. So we cleaned that up to make it the common wording. So those have always been in there. That's nothing new. Like I said, we just got that cleaned up to the current naming system. But no, that does not make hemp illegal. That is still under the Farm Bill. So hemp is still a legal product. Does that answer your question?
Follow up. Madam Chair, Ms. Eichardt, so I know that there's some problems now with the CBD and the THC being synthesized out of the hemp products. Would that fall into this category?
If, Madam Chair, members of the committee, so if they're being synthesized into like the Delta 8, Delta 10, maybe what you're referring to, so that would be covered under the Schedule 1.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any further questions from the committee? I'm seeing none. Senator, you may close on your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee, and for those that are online to help support this bill. I just want to clarify one thing that was confusing to me. Everybody's talking about the analog law, and I'm thinking, what is the analog law? And it must be some big law in a dusty book somewhere. But the analog law is on page 12, line 21 through 23. And all it says is that dangerous drug analogs, unless specifically accepted or listed in another schedule, this designation includes any material compound mixture or preparation defined in 5032-101 as a dangerous drug analog. So when they're talking about analogs, they're just simply talking about derivatives. And what they're relying on is this line in the code here. And after so long, they just can't rely on that anymore as they get so far removed from the drugs that are actually listed. So with that, again, this is a bill that the Department of Justice just wants to update to help our crime lab and our juries and our police officers that try to keep fentanyl off the streets. Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate it. Do pass.
Thank you, Senator. This ends the hearing on Senate Bill 67. Thank you, members. Hopefully, if you're traveling, you have safe travels. travels. If you are not traveling, be sure you pick up your train tickets if you are intending to do that. And have a great weekend. We are adjourned.